Dr. Leung, a neurologist. The clinical patient last name is Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N. Again, M-A-R-T-I-N. First name is S-E-M-A-J. Again, S-E-M-A-J. Date of visit is March 9, 2023. Again, March 9, 2023. Next paragraph, date of birth is November 24, 1992. Next paragraph, Salinas Valley State Prison. Next paragraph, chief complaint, possible seizures. Next paragraph, history says in your administration, a patient is a 30-year-old male, found chief complaint of a seizure. So first, the patient tells me that he's been having seizures since November 11 of 2021. First of all, patient tells me that he was involved in an alteration with another inmate. First of all, patient got blow to the head repetitively. First of all, patient tells me that he lost consciousness. So first of all, he got hit mostly in the left side of the head. So first of all, since then he's got significant headaches. So first of all, he tells me that he would have these intermittent loss of consciousness in which he would start convulsing. First of all, he also tells me that he would have urinary incontinence and defecation incontinence with these events. First of all, a patient tells me sometimes he bites the tongue. First of all, a patient tells me that these events are usually sudden and they're associated with severe headaches. First of all, a patient will have these loss of consciousness once a month to once in 2 months. First of all, a patient tells me that they're not every day. First up, they're not frequent. First up, a patient tells me that he has these headaches since he got hit in the head since November 11, 2021. First up, a patient tells me that he has a headache almost every single day. First up, next whatever. Patient tells me that he's been taking gabapentin and that seems to help the headache. First up, next whatever. Patient tells me that his left eye is blind. First of all, he had the blindness because of the bullet gun injury to the left eye, comma, since April 16 of 2021. First of all, patient become blind due to bullet injury to the left eye. First of all, next paragraph, perhaps medical history, adjustment disorder, next number, alcohol use disorder, amphetamine substance, asthma, left eye blindness, cannabis, chronic migraines, cocaine use in the past, contusion, opioid use, post-traumatic stress disorder, next respiratory medications, sumatriptan, acetaminophen, suboxone, gabapentin, and melatonin. Next respiratory allergies, patients allergic to propranolol in pollen. Next respiratory social history, patient history of alcohol use and drug use. The first level patient tells me that also of alcohol use since 13 years old. Of course, he has stopped alcohol use at the age of 28 years old. Next respiratory next paragraph, family history, non-contributory. Next paragraph, your view system, intermittent loss of consciousness. So first up, next paragraph, a diagnostic test, an EEG study was performed today. First up, it was a negative study. First up, there's no significant epileptic form discharges. So first up, there's no spike in waves activity. So first up, however, a normal EEG does not definitively rule out seizure disorder. First up, next paragraph, impression, intermittent loss of consciousness. So first up, patient tells me that he has intermittent loss of consciousness associated with confusion every month, 1 month to every 2 months. So first up, he tells me that he would just not make drop to the ground and convulsing. First up, he would be out of consciousness. So first up, however, he would have a urinary incontinence and sometimes defecation incontinence. So first up, patient tells me that these loss of consciousness episodes since November 11th, 2021, come up since he was involved in an altercation and multiple blows to the head. The first of next paragraph, it is first up, the description that he's giving are suspicious for post-traumatic seizure disorder. First up, given the urinary incontinence and defecation incontinence with these events, first up, patient was completely conscious, a complete loss of consciousness with this event and witnessed a convulsion, according to the patient. First up, but next paragraph, the EEG study was normal today. First up, however, a normal EEG does not definitively rule out underlying seizure disorder. First up, next paragraph, recommendation, explain the patient developed diagnosis. Next number. next number, recommendation for Keppra, 500 milligrams twice a day. Come out to see if that would help to prevent these events. The first step of a patient to start on Keppra. Next part of the patient is already taking gabapentin comma, which a medical record comma shows that he is taking 600 milligrams TID. First of the 20 patient, gabapentin is also an anti-seizure medication. The first of recommendation continue on that first of its cover. A patient tells me that gabapentin also help with his headaches. So for severe, also likely have a post-concussive headache of disorder. For step next over, explain to patient common side effects from these medications. So for step next over, recommendation follow me in the 3 months if it's possible. For step next over, this marks a genotype patient.